the kick is taken up to about the 30, let's see where they spot the ball. It's going to be about the 35-yard line, so decent field position for the Bears as they put it in play first and 10 here to start the third quarter against the, they're going to put the ball at the 34, actually, and that's where the Bears will start it out. 33-8 our score, with the Panthers leading the Bears. As we start this third quarter, Bears to the line of scrimmage. Keep a couple of wide receivers, but everybody else in pretty tight full house backfield. There's the snap and the handoff to the running back, and he got nothing on the play. Maybe he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Scarborough, the back this time. I'm going to try a different tailback, but
yard.
Bear running game is a negative -3 on the night. Passing game is at 67 yards, but a lot of that came in one big chunk for the Willow offense.
Might be where the Panthers could be a little vulnerable if you're looking down the line, is in the passing department, but the Bears have been pretty good there as well. So, second and 11 for the Bears from their own 33-yard line. Two wideouts to the near side. Lee wants to go that way. He's in a lot of trouble and gets hammered down for a loss back to the 30-yard line.
Ooh. He got rid of the ball.
Did he?
And,
okay.
An incomplete pass.
Never saw him get rid of it.
Second. Mm.
Tough run. He's just been harassed back there. Did a great job just to get rid of it. So it'll be third down and 11 for the Bears as they have the possession to start this third quarter.
One score update for you. Thayer leading Salem 49-0 at halftime.
Ooh. You say Salem's got some kids coming. They're not there yet.
They do. Their middle school teams are good. But,
they're not there yet. Third and 11 for the Bears from their own 33. Lee gets the snap. Three-step drop, and he throws it over the middle incomplete. Fourth down.
Ball, the intended receiver threw it behind him and incomplete. Lee comes up limping just a little bit, so hopefully he's all right. The incomplete pass will bring up a fourth down for the Bears in a punting situation.
Bears only had the ball for 1 minute in that third quarter to start the third quarter, so they'll be kicking it away to the potent offense of the Mountain Grove Panthers. Scarborough to kick it away. It's a good snap and a good kick. Pretty high, and Mountain Grove's going to let it roll. Takes a nice willow bounce inside the 45 to about the 30-yard line, 31, I guess, where they're going to put it in play. Good kick by Scarborough, and no return by the Panthers. 33-8 as the Panthers get ready to put their offense in play for the first time here in the second half. Panthers leading the Bears. E-step at quarterback. Under center. Looks over the offense. Puts a man in motion. And moves up the middle and gets
big fullback just went up the middle. Somehow stayed on his feet.
Got a big yardage on the play. Well, not real big, but 38 for the Panthers. That's only a 7-yard gain. But still, good gain on first down for the Panthers. Be second down and about 3 for the Panthers from their own 39-yard line.
La Franchise, the running back.
Man in motion to the right. He step keeps, wants to throw, going deep. Got a man wide open, and he dropped the football.
Man, that was 6 points easy for the Panthers. And the pass was intended for Cale Gardner, and Gardner had it. I mean, it was a perfectly thrown ball right in his breadbasket and could not make the catch.
And he had his man beat defensively.
Oh, yeah.
He had his man beat by a couple of steps. So, third down and 3 for the Panthers, who don't throw a whole lot. Don't need to. They're at their own 39. Got to get to the 41. E-step under center. Gets the snap and hands off the football to the running back, who gets over the 50. and into Bear territory for a first down all the way down to the Bear 47-yard line.
A little franchise again. Good for 8 or 10 yards to carry.
Coach Swofford is just, these kids execute that bone real, real well. Last year they weren't quite so effective at it. I think
they've learned it.
They're a whole lot better this year than they were last running that thing. So it's first and 10 for the Panthers at the 47-yard line. Man in motion to the right. He gets the pitch. He's got all kinds of running room in front of him. And still on his feet inside 30, gang tackled at the 25-yard line. So big pickup of about 22 on the play. First and 10 for the Panthers there.
Eli Golden, he's got those long legs, and he just runs through people.
He's only a junior.
He makes it look easy.
Only a junior, too. He'll be back next year. First and 10 from the 24 for the Panthers. And Estep goes under center. Man in motion to the near side of the field. And the motion man gets the ball, got blockers in front of him. Bears finally tackle him down inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line. So a good gain on first down.
Mayberry with the carry for the Panthers that time. And Mountain Grove picking up a first down every play here on this drive. In the red zone now with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, leading 33-8.
First
schedule update for you is not homecoming in 2 weeks. That'll be in 3 weeks.
I think we're going to stay home, don't we?
Yes, that is correct.
Estep gets the snap, pitches to the outside runner. Bears hit him and nail him for short gain. That's a big plus.
Yeah, I don't think there was any gain. That's the first time they've held Golden to under 7 yards tonight. Every snap to Golden has gone for 7 yards or higher before that one. That's the 10th carry for the kids. So big night for Eli Golden, but the Bears stopped him there with two players on him for no gain.
Second down for the Panthers and 10 from the 12-yard line of the Bears. Estep under center. Looks over the defense, makes the call, man in motion right, and the handoff Estep keeps it, gets inside the 5, and touchdown for Estep. That's his first of the night. And it comes with 7:54 left to go in the third quarter. Makes the score 39-8.
Estep doubled his yard total for the game on that one run, 12-yard touchdown run for Estep. And he gets the score and gets the Panthers back on the board.
And the Panthers going to go for two again. Line up at the 3-yard line. Man in motion. Now he turns and goes upfield. And the man is in with the score. So with 7:54 left to go in the third quarter, score is now Mountain Grove 41, Willow Springs 8. Back for the Mountain Grove kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Kickoff by the Panthers. Bears return it from the 15 and get up to about the 30-yard line. That's where they'll put it in play, first and 10, as we get back to action here in the third quarter. Panthers leading the Bears 41-8.
Scored on every drive they've had the ball except the two times, once a fumble and once an interception for the Panthers. Otherwise, they've scored every time they've touched the ball, but the Bear defense really has made them earn it.
They have. Haven't given up a lot of real long plays, if any. But the Panthers are just so good, so effective executing what Coach Swofford has for them to play. First and 10 for the Bears from their own 30-yard line. Here comes the rush. And Caden Lee is going to do a roll out of it and see what he can get. And he goes up the far sideline, gets a few yards on the play.
Gets a few yards and just good quickness and athleticism from Lee to avoid a sack.
Yeah, they call no gain on the play. So anyway,
they ran out of bounds right at the line of scrimmage. The Panthers, as you were talking about, you know, plays from the line of scrimmage, they've had a couple of plays at 3 for over 20 yards. but none beyond 23. That's been their top, and I think that's kind of a victory for the Bear defense.
Well, Bears are hanging in there.
Yeah.
They're not giving
We've
up.
We've seen many, many years where the Panthers have had 60 and 70-yard plays.
Yeah, here comes the rush again. And
oh.
Intercepted.
Pass the receiver intercepted. Fell down for the Bears. He slipped. As Lee delivered the ball, John Ball fell down. And so Lee had already thrown it. It was too late and an easy interception for the Panthers. Second pick of the night.
E-step, I think.
E-step, yeah.
Intercepted.
Quarterback and defensive back, he makes the interception there.
Second turnover by the Bears offense. Gives the Panthers the ball at the Bears 34-yard line. First and 10 with 7:33 left to go here in the third quarter. E-step under center. Double wing set. Wingman gets the ball, blockers up in front of him. He gets inside the 20 and down at about the 19-yard line. Pick up about 15 yards on the play. It'll be first and 10 for Panthers there.
Bevin, the running back that time for the Panthers. We'll probably see some different guys rotating in here for Mountain Grove. Still E-step, Golden. And that line, that offensive line of the Panthers is just unreal. They are moving people wherever they want them.
First and 10 from the 19. E-step under center.
Flag.
Ends up to the first back through this time, and nothing, maybe a yard gain on the play, but as Marty said, flag on the play.
Ball start on the Panthers. That's our first penalty of the second half, and Panthers doing a better job. They racked up 8 penalties in the first half. It's their first one here in the third quarter. Mark them back 5 yards. So just to recap the schedule, next week the Bears are at Liberty. Then they will be at Salem, so 2 road games in a row for the Bears. Then they come home for homecoming in Houston in 3 weeks.
So first and 15 here from the Bear 24 for the Panthers. E-step under center. Hands off to the wingback, who is a hit and drop for a loss on the play.
Bevin, again, dropped in the backfield by Messick. Messick did a nice job to break through that line and wrap Bevin up in the backfield for about a 2-yard loss.
Is that the freshman?
Messick? No. He's not a freshman, but I'll have to check.
I haven't heard his name mentioned a lot this year, but... Second down now and
junior.
16. Second and 16 for the Panthers at the 26-yard line of the Bears. And the handoff is up the middle. Running back is cruising into the inside the 10-yard line.
That's LaFranchise. Haven't used him in a while. And I mean, the Bears had 2 or 3 guys hanging on his back, and he's still just rumbling downfield, and LaFranchise makes it a first and goal for the Panthers.
5:54 left to go, so we're halfway through the, more than halfway through the third quarter. Panthers looking for their second score of the quarter here on first and goal from the 9-yard line. Man in motion to the right, and the handoff is up the middle.
LaFranchise
get in or not?
I think they're going to call him a little short. They're going to mark him at the goal line, so give him 8 yards, and he needed 9.
Panthers,
that'll be second and goal.
Panthers were, they were giving the touchdown sign. The players were, but the officials did not. So it'll be second down and goal from the 1 for the Panthers here. Good opportunity for E-step just to step in the end zone. We'll see what happens. He's under center. Gets the snap.
Touchdown.
Touchdown.
LaFranchise.
Yeah, here's a big guy.
They let him have it after he couldn't quite get in the previous play. Goes ahead and makes the extra few inches there to put the Panthers up 47-8.
That comes with 4:59 left to go in the third quarter.
The third touchdown of the night for LaFranchise.
So he matches Golden's 3 touchdowns, right?
Mm-hmm. E-step's got 1.
So that's 7, and we have 47 points as the Panthers kicking the extra point here as they try to make it a 48-8 lead. Ball is to the uprights, and it's good. 4:58 left to go in the third quarter. Panthers 48, Bears 8. We'll be back for the Panther kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football, celebrating 100 years of Bear Football on KUKU. Four 47 left to go here in the third quarter. Clock moving with the Panthers leading 49-8. Bears take over at the 39-yard line. Squib kick by the Panthers, and the Bears recovered it. It looked a little bit like the Panthers were diving in there for it, but the Bears held on and maintained possession. First and 10 from the 39 for the Bears. Lee still in there at quarterback, full house backfield, and double tight end, so everybody's uptight. And throw is the near side of the field, incomplete.
Dropped by James Dean on the near sideline.
Second down and 10 for the Bears. Turbo clock running now?
It is.
I didn't think it runs to the fourth quarter.
I think they changed that to where it's any time in the second half it can be running, which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Branson leading West Plains 28-8. The Scissors looking like they may fall to 2-2.
Second and 10 here for the Bears from their own 39. Three wideouts. Lee back to throw. Quickly down the field. Got a man open, and it's complete. And it will be touchdown, Bears.
Jeremiah Galloway had his man beat, and Lee put it exactly where he needed to. And once Galloway caught it, nobody was in front of him. You certainly weren't going to catch him. Lee to Galloway. Bears strike again.
Bears have found a combination. They wanted to use this kid all season long, and they're using him tonight, Galloway.
Who would have thought it would be the Mountain Grove game where it kind of came out?
He is making believers out of them. It is 48-14 now. The Bears will use the swinging gate and line up for two. There's the snap. Pitch and throw, and it's picked off by the Panthers. So with 3:22 left to go in the third quarter, Bears use two plays to strike for a touchdown, and it's now 48-14 in favor of the Panthers. And we'll be back in 30 seconds for the kickoff by the Bears here late in the third quarter. Actually, 61. 3:22 left to go in the third quarter, and effectively the Bears have turned off the turbo clock with that big 61-yard pass play from Lee to Galloway. It's now 48-14 as the Bears get a quick touchdown on two plays. So now they got to kick it off to this Panther offense. Squib kick it, and let's see where it's going to go. I see bodies all over it. I don't see the football, but it's somewhere in there about the 42-yard line.
They're going to mark it at the 43, and that's where the Panthers will take over as we'll resume regular clock activity here at Valencia Field with 3:15 left to go third quarter. Grove leading 48-14.
So the Panthers will put it in play there as they have scored on every drive so far, unless they had a turnover. Very efficient, very effective offense for Coach Swofford. He step under center. Man in motion to the right. He goes back to the left, and they go up the middle with the play.
It's LaFranche.
LaFranche is over,
man,
over 50-yard line down to the bare 40-yard line.
They can't get him down. It takes three or four guys to finally drag him to the ground. About a 17-yard
play on the first drive, first play from scrimmage for the Panthers on this drive. So, first and 10 with 3 minutes left to go.
The franchise getting close to 200 yards rushing.
He stepped under center, gets the snap. And the razzle-dazzle play goes to the right side.
He kept it.
And running back gets...
Well, no, it was the running back.
I think it was the running back, but he only got about seven this time. goes out of bounds on the far side at the Bear 33-yard line.
6 yard gain. Went out of bounds to stop the clock with 2:43 to go third quarter. Panthers back driving.
Just wore the Bear defense down really now. A-step under center gets the snap. Hands it off to the far side of the field and big pile up there and a loss on the play. A little bit of a loss back to the 35-yard line.
New quarterback in. Dalton Shannon is the new quarterback.
There's always
the Panthers.
Always the Shannon at Mountain Grove. Shannon and the Mayberry. And
good Mountain Grove,
Mountain
name.
Grove names.
Flag on the play and on the Panthers.
Unsportsmanlike, wasn't it?
I missed the initial call. Just saw the official point to Mountain Grove, what Chris Rutledge says over the PA.
But the Panthers are marching backwards by a big, well, no, not too far. So we'll see. Maybe holding. They're taking their time from the 35-yard line of the Bears. That's the number of the 34. They'll mark it off from there, and there's big discussion there. Now they're going.
Unsportsmanlike conduct is the call against
the Panthers.
That's
what I thought it was.
So that's a 15-yard penalty.
Take it back near midfield to the 49-yard line of the Bears, and it'll be second down and long for the Panthers.
Sure, that is not what Coach Swofford wants to see out of his team.
Not when you're leading.
Up by 34 in the third quarter.
Yeah, 48-14. But the turbo clock is not on. They have to have 35, and there's only 34-point lead. So, Panthers still on offense. Say Shannon is the quarterback now.
Dalton Shannon,
okay.
New quarterback for the Panthers.
Second down, 21 for the Panthers. Snap of the football. They run it up the middle. Nope, they come around the near side.
Loose ball.
Loose ball on the ground at about the Bear 47.
Panthers got it back. Mayberry dove back to fall on the ball and
late
possession, but that should just be third down. They've got fourth down on the yard marker.
It's third down.
I believe it's third.
Pretty sure it's third.
Well, they're good. That'll be fourth down. They lost the down on the
unsportsmanlike.
So it is fourth down, and the Panthers showing punt. E-steps come back in to punt, but you never know.
Yeah, I think they probably will.
There's no reason to not.
They had about 18 yards to go, so.
But there's Golden, and he could get about 20 real easily.
Then they punted away first time tonight. And the Bears. Sliding catch is made at the 20-yard line.
Sean Ball called for the fair catch and slid up the catch hit at the 19-yard line. That's where the Bears will take over. The first time they have defenses legitimately stopped the Panthers tonight and forced them into a punting situation. So the Bears take over, trailing 48-14 with a minute 24 to go in the third quarter.
See what Coach Swallum and Jake Berkshire have dialed up for this minute and 24 left
in
the third quarter.
Let's roll one out to Galloway again.
I think that sounds good to me. First and 10. The Bears just inside their own 20-yard line. Caden Lee at quarterback looks over his offense, spreads it out a little more. Gets the snap. Throws near side.
Incomplete. James Dean, the intended target again, off of his hands. And
James needs
incomplete.
He needs a little powder on his hands. It'll stick him. Dropped a couple there. So second down and 10 for the Bears. That stops the clock with 1:19 left to go in this third quarter. Caden Lee, two wide receivers. Everybody else in tight, trying to protect Lee, and he tosses it up there for grabs. It is it caught or not?
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Caught out of bounds. Caught out of bounds. But that'll be.
Well, good effort by Ball. He did everything he could there, and he's saying he was pushed out of bounds. And might have an argument there. I think the coaching staff probably agrees with him, but it's not going to matter. and it's third down for the Bears. JV will be here on Monday. They defeated Kabul this week, and they'll be back at it on Monday night. And then Thursday night, the middle school will take on Liberty.
Third and 10 here for the Willow Bears varsity from their own 19. Lee gets the snap, three-step drop, goes over the middle, and it is intercepted, maybe?
Incomplete.
The defender did have his hands on it, but couldn't hang on. So I'll bring up a fourth down, so the Bears go three and out on this one. But you got to try.
Sure.
And the Bears weren't having any success at all running the ball. So three and out, Scarborough drops back to punt, and the Panthers drop back to midfield.
Ball, the intended target on that one, deflected by a Panther defender. And now Scarborough will punt, standing at his own 8-yard line.
Needs a good snap here, and it's a little high, but he gets it away. Panthers let a roll. Takes a roll out of bounds, it looks like near midfield. So, with less than a minute left to go in the third quarter, Panthers have the ball back again. And this quarter has gone, 49-33 at halftime, so 16-6 has been the score here at halftime, there in the third quarter.
Two Panther touchdowns, one Bear touchdown.
Okay, I'm going to go that way.
I won't go any further with the math. First and 10 now for the Panthers, and a chance for Mountain Grove to turn the turbo clock back on before the fourth quarter.
From the Willow Springs 47-yard line, quarterback under center, gets the snap, hands off.
They keep it
himself and rolled to the right and didn't get it. Didn't get anything. Lost some yardage on the play.
Shannon again staying in at quarterback, backup quarterback. Nothing wrong with E-step.
No.
Swofford's just giving Shannon some snaps here. That's a wise move when you've got a great senior quarterback like that. There's no reason for him to be out here. You can save him and his health for playoff time and other conference games down the road.
Second down and 11 with the last play of the third quarter probably here. Shannon under center. And he hands the ball off up the middle. Not much there, down to about the 45, and that's going to be it for the third quarter. So after three quarters, our score here is Mountain Grove leading the Willow Springs Bears 48-14. We'll be back for fourth quarter action in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football, celebrating 100 years on KUKU. Fourth quarter getting underway as we head that way. It's 48-14. Panthers with the lead and Panthers with the ball as we start the fourth quarter. As we now have a third down 7 for the Panthers at the Willow Springs 45-yard line to start this fourth period of action. Still no turbo clock. We had it on for just a couple of plays. Mountain Grove with the ball. Shannon under center gets the snap, hands off to the running back. He's close to the first down, down around the 40-yard line.
La Franchise still in there carrying people with him, and he gets about 2 yards shy of a first down. So it'll be fourth and 2 here for the Panthers.
At the Bear, 40-yard line. Clock moving, but not turbo yet. It's 11:30 left to go here in the ballgame. Shannon still in there at quarterback, but the first string backs are in there. On fourth down and 2, he gets the snap, and I guess the first down and more inside the 35, down to about the 33-yard line.
Murphy with the carry.
There's always a Murphy up there, too.
Gets about 8 yards and another first down for the Panthers.
Familiar names. Mountain Grove just keeps multiplying with the same names that they've had for the last 50 years or more.
And they're all good football players.
Yeah, they're good football players. Always a Murphy or somebody, Shannon or somebody excellent with a name that you remember, Peterson. Shannon under center gets the snap of the football.
Keeps it.
Keeps it himself and gets blocked.
Oh, my.
And then gets hit.
lowered his shoulder and put a huge hit on one of the Bear defenders as he picked up a few extra yards and a tough run by Shannon down to the 16-yard line.
First and 10, another first down for the Panthers. They have they're so deep.
Yeah.
And so well-trained on this offense that Swofford has. Shannon under center, first and 10, gets the snap, hands off to the running back.
Mayberry.
And he's in the end zone for a touchdown. It comes with 10:17 left to go in the ball game. Makes it 54-14, and that will turn on the turbo clock for sure. After the try for the extra point here.
Murphy with a 16-yard touchdown run.
The new back in the end zone for Mountain Grove. Trying to kick the extra point. Guy, old man coming on the field late. That should be a flag.
And there it is.
So the drive of the extra point, the guy that was supposed to be in that at left end, he didn't make it in time.
That'll back the Grove up a little bit, and we'll see if they still want to try to kick.
54-14, our score. 10:17 left to go in the ball game next week. Gary Lee will have the call as the Bears travel to Mountain View to take on the Eagles at the Nest. Looks like the Panthers are still going to go for the extra point, try the traditional way, kick the extra point through the uprights. Ball is down, the kick is up, and it is not good. 10:17 left to go in the ball game. Our score is Mountain Grove 54, Willow Springs 14. Back to the Panther kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football, celebrating 100 years in Willow Springs on KUKU. Back with a Mountain Grove kickoff, and the Bears return it to about the 32-yard line. That's where they'll put it in play with 10 minutes left to play in the ball game. 54-14 is our score, with the Panthers having only been stopped by the Bears on offense one time tonight. That was in the third quarter. So, first and 10 for the Bears from the 31-yard line. But the Bears' offense has responded with 14 points tonight. So,
yeah, those are 14 points off Mountain Grove's varsity defense.
Oh, yeah.
Those weren't. You know, people are going to look at that score tomorrow and think, well, those 14 points came at the end of the game off the JV. That was not the case. They can be proud of those 14 points they've put up. And now with the, I presume, probably the JV defense in, we'll see if the Bears can rally a few more points.
Well, they are after quarterback here.
Lee completes the pass for short yardage.
They
on
came
the far sideline.
Panthers came on the blitz, and he had to get rid of that quickly.
Epperly with the catch, but just a 2-yard gain there for the Bears.
Second down and 8 for the Bears. Ball at the 36-yard line. They're in their own territory. Clock moving with 8:56 left to go in the game. Lee looking to get the snap. Quick throw out to this near side of the field. And the receiver gets it over the 40 to the 41-yard line. Short pass, but decent gain out of the play. Going to be third down and 3.
Went to the near sideline this time. Epperly again with the catch, back-to-back catches. Did a nice job holding on to the ball. He had 4 Panthers on him and was still able to pick up those hard-fought 4.
Third down and 3 here.
Lee, they came to the line quickly. Now he's going to change things up. Still 17 seconds on the play clock.
But he's coming to the sideline to get the new play. Goes back and tells his backup to move to the other side. And takes the snap, rolls out, pitches, and first down. And a tackle out of bounds. That could be penalty, but guess not.
Scarborough with the catch. And a Bear first down.
Takes the ball out to the 49-yard line. Bears are going to use that passing game, try to, you know, probably this is the only team this year, the Bears will see, that run the kind of offense that Mountain Grove runs.
Oh, I'd say so.
Just not that many teams do it anymore, but they are so efficient at it, so hard to prepare for. First and 10 for the Bears from their own 49.
Flag comes in from the back judge, and they're going to come talk to the Bears. False start on the Bears. I mean,
really?
They barely got to the line. I'm not sure what that.
They moved the ball or what? That must,
not
have,
sure.
Must have been what it was. But I don't know how they could have had a false start otherwise.
They'll move back 5 yards. Still first down.
15 now, back at the 44. There's the snap.
Hmm. Lee was
going
to keep it, and the Panthers were already back there. And that is just not going to work with the Panthers' quickness. That's the thing about this team. They are quick at every position. They're just on you so fast. And that'll make it second at about 20 now for the Bears.
Lost back to the 41-yard line.
Bears will probably finish tonight with negative rushing yardage on the game, but 140 passing yards so far against the Panthers.
Lee keeps two backs in there with him on second down and very long. Backs up three steps, throws over the middle.
Caught.
Got his man over the 50. Hit and brought down in Panther territory at the 48-yard line.
Galloway with a great catch, about a 13-yard pickup, and he took a huge hit but pops right up and heads to the huddle. So nice little 13-yard pitch and catch. Galloway's had a huge night for the Bears, and like you mentioned, they've been trying to work that connection all year, and tonight it's clicked, and hopefully the Bears can continue that on into the next few weeks.
Third down about 7 for the Bears. They're in Panther territory at the 48-yard line. As they come to the line of scrimmage, hoping to convert here on third down. Lee gets the snap, and he's rushed out of the pocket and throws it away.
There's a flag.
Could be intentional.
About the 43.
Could be intentional.
Could
grounding.
Be holding on the Bears.
Okay. Thought they might call intentional grounding on Lee. There was no receiver in that area at all. So, Bears going back instead of forward here. And the clock is stopped with the penalty.
5:35 left to play. Bears send out the punting unit. Penalty is declined. They'll take the down. Mountain Grove will, and if I was the Bears, I'd be tempted to go for it here, but
yeah,
you're in Panther territory. You're, you know, but hey, doing some damage control here, that's okay too. Scarborough will punt.
Gets a good snap and gets it away, not too deep. High, though, he always has that high punt. Nice roll, takes it inside the 20 and down at the 18-yard line. Panthers did not attempt to run back that punt. So Panthers will put it in play first and 10 at their own 18-yard line. And it's a 54-14 game.
Bears will drop their first game of the year, but it took it to week 4 for that to happen. And that hasn't happened since 2016 was the last time the Bears were 3-0 in a similar situation. They
had to play Grove.
They dropped a tough one to Mountain Grove back in 2016, and they'll do it again this year. Bears got somebody on the field very late. Panthers hemmed in the backfield and dropped for a loss.
So it will be second down and about 10. Clock moving rapidly now. Doesn't stop. 4.5 minutes left to go in the game.
Shannon with the keeper. It's a good spot, just a yard loss. Like he lost about 3 or 4, but just a yard loss. It'll be second and 11 for Mountain Grove. We'll have your post-game stats coming up after the game. Also visit with Coach Swallum.
Shannon under center. Gets a snap of the football and hands it off up the middle. Running back gets about 3, and that's that LaFranchise again. He's
still out there. That's surprising.
He is the franchise running back.
Just a sophomore, and I'll figure up his stats, but he's going to be up around 200 yards tonight. Golden's had a big night. And the Panthers, they've got a variety of weapons they can throw at you.
Third down and 7 for the Panthers. from the Bear 22-yard line. As the Panthers look over to the sideline to get the play called, I guess that's what they're waiting
for. They're
not
going to get a playoff here, and they're going to get a timeout. With 3:20 to play, timeout Panthers. They lead Willow 54-14. Back in 60, you're listening to 100 Years of Bear Football right here on KUKU.
And while we were away, Panthers run a play and get close to the first down yardage. They're going to be fourth and about a yard to go at the Bear, or at their own 28-yard line. So we'll see if they go for it here. Looks like they are.
Murphy on that last carry. Bears getting guys in and out.
Shannon gets the snap, and there's a first down.
Who else? The franchise.
He gets up to the 36-yard line, first and 10 for the Panthers there.
Give him another 8 yards. And that should just about do it, as the Panthers still a couple minutes on the clock, but it'll take them a couple minutes to run some plays here.
First and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Shannon gets the snap. Second back gets the ball. That's coming around the right side, and he gets pushed back.
Play is finally blown dead after Murphy picks up about 3 yards.
Second down and about seven for the Panthers at their own 40-yard line. Clock moving, 1:44 left to go in the game. So
Bears getting some fresh jerseys in as well, and getting some playing time for some guys a little deeper on the roster.
Second down. Shannon at quarterback for the Panthers. And he hands off up the middle. Running back squirts through the line and gets all the way up to 50-yard line. That's LaFranchise again.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Why is he running?
Are we trying to get him 200 yards? That may be the situation, but I can't imagine why he would need to still be in the game.
He's, well, he'd need to pad his yard.
He's dominated the Bears all night.
Now they
they're going to take a knee now.
I think they're going to take a knee with less than a minute to go in the game. So that's going to wrap it up.
That'll
here.
Do it.
We're inside of 50 seconds. They have to snap the ball probably one more time, but they're taking that knee now. So we're going to have a final score of 54-14. As the Panthers come to town, and they get their second straight SCA win, and the Bears will go to 1-1 on the season as the Panthers in their victory formation take their second knee, and that's going to do it with only 22 seconds left to go in the game. So our final score from here will be the Mountain Grove Panthers 54, Willow Springs 14. And we'll be back to talk about it in 3 minutes. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Football. Willow Springs Bears celebrating 50 years of football. And you're listening to it on KUKU. Back in three.